Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 293. Wait, let me ask you, are you Team Jacob or are you
Team Jacob all the way.
Team Jacob all the way.
Are you recording this?
Yes. Okay. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is the president of Team Jacob, Bray.
You know what? I was thinking it would be a Team Edward because anyway, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast episode 292. This is a special episode because we're going to talk about a little bit of
And you know what? The other week I was in Hot Topic and they had Jacob t-shirts on. With him
no.
on the front of it, and I was looking, and they didn't have one. I didn't think to take my big fat ass over to the big girl store, Torrid, and buy me one. But I do think I was doing that this weekend.
So oh my god!
You know, I'll be up in there with the big girl shopping with Jacob t-shirts. It will be hot.
Mm-hmm. Wow, awesome. I don't know. I'm still. I don't know. It's hard to say what I feel about this. This Twilight phenomenon, and I don't know. Did you really like the last movie, Moon, New Moon?
I like the movie. I like the whole series of books. The only thing I hated about New Moon was it was the whole book, and it got kind of slow. And usually I don't have a problem reading stuff, but it got a little slow for me to read when I originally read the book because it's all about Bella. Oh my god!
It's all about Bella.
I just want to die. Oh my god!
I want to slap that bitch. Really? Yeah.
But once I got through it and then read the other books, it was like, oh my god, a lot of things just click. Like the whole reason why Jacob is so attracted to her, and you find out in the next book why that happens, and you know, and then you get to meet the whole higher up in vampire. You know, you get more about them, and I think the third book you get. You get everybody's background stories.
On the third book, they give background stories?
Yes,
the third
you find
book?
Out about Jasper and Emmett and girl's name.
Oh, goodness gracious. Anyway, so yeah, that's New Moon. That's what we saw last... When did we watch it? Last Friday, right? Saturday. We watched it last Saturday at with Kyle.
I left my sick bed for that, so...
Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't know. It's so emo. I can't say it, but okay, I said it. It's so emo, the whole thing. It's gothic emo. That's how we sparkling faces of vampires. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's just like every author has their different take on vampires. I mean, the whole Anne Rice vampires are totally different from True Blood. I mean, and then the Twilight vampires are totally different from the True Blood vampires. And then you got the whole Vampire Diaries. It's a whole different take on things. So, and then you used to have, oh crap, what was the vampire show that only made it a season? I don't even think it made it a full season.
Vampire Diaries?
No, not Vampire Diaries.
There's another one. He's a cop also?
No, it's C. Thomas Howell, and he was a cop in the show. Because it's based on the whole vampire game, role-playing game with the...
Vampire Wires?
Not Vampire Wars.
Not the iPhone game? Oh,
no,
God,
no, no,
let's
no,
get
no,
me started with those
no,
vampire
no, no,
games.
No, 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 no.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there's so much. Anyway, there's so much. It's so much
Masquerade
vampire crazy.
It's based on the whole Masquerade game, role playing game thing.
Okay,
and it had all different types of vampires and stuff. And it was a very cool TV show. And it didn't last. I don't even think it lasted a full season. I got the whole set here somewhere.
Geek, you're such a nerd.
But it was a great. I thought it was a great TV show and a great take on the whole vampire thing. So,
For now, for me, it's only True Blood. For me, for now, yeah, maybe Buffy the Vampire Slayer, yeah, that's pretty good too, and I can't wait Buffy to stab Edward in the heart, yeah, That'd be great. That would
I'm sure that will be a Saturday Night Live skit. Something.
There should be a crossover right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should be awesome. Anyway, so we have a special episode today. We're having Steve O. Harris from A Bear's Life magazine to talk about his new project. It's the Gold Lifestyle Membership Card. Okay, I said it right. I keep saying gold.
Not to be confused with Gold Lifestyles.
Gold Lifestyle. Okay. So here is Steve O. Harris.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bear Podcast. And joining us today is our friend from Bear's Life Magazine, the publisher, Steve O. Harris. Welcome, Steve O.
Hey, oh, listen, thank you so much. And I just want to say hello to all the listeners out there and to the readers and supporters of A Bear's Life Magazine. I'm honored to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Welcome. And this is the second time you've joined us. The first time was around, about 2 years ago. It's been a long time since you joined us. And there's so many things happened now ever since we talked, the last time we talked.
I know, I was so much younger then.
I think we all were.
I think we all are. That's right. Okay, so are you in New York right now?
You know what? I arrived in New York last night, and it's great. I'm from New York, and I always love being here, and coming back is just great. The weather's nice and cold. I love the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping for a little bit of snow for Thanksgiving, but that's okay. It's great here, and this Saturday, I'll be going down to Santa Saturday in Asbury Park, and that's going to be another great event that I always look forward to. So it's going to be a great week in New York.
Yeah,
that's okay. You can keep cold. Snow up there. You don't need it in Texas.
We're here from the south, so we're kind of used to not having snow. So I guess that's how it is here in Texas.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So let us talk about your project. This is something new, very new. It's the gold membership card with Bear's Life magazine.
Yes.
And tell us more about it.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot has happened in the past year in with the economy and media. Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of gay and lesbian magazines because of the mm-hmm. economy. It's been really, really tough. In fact, even The Advocate is now an insert in Ouch magazine. And, when you have a magazine like The Advocate that's been around for 25 years becoming an insert, it's showing the sign of the times. A lot of the advertisers have pulled, and it's hurt print media. And my new project, which is the ABL Gold Lifestyle Membership Card, is really a reaction to that. A Bear's Life magazine isn't just a regular magazine. It reflects our community. It's really the only community magazine. I mean, of course we have the magazines like 100% Beef and Bear magazine, and they're all great magazines, but they're really pornographically based.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's a lot of a lot of graphical pictures, and I look at the Bear's Life magazine as more like a lifestyle magazine.
Well, a Bear's Life the reason why I created a Bear's Life magazine is because I really wanted to reflect the other part of the life, the real life that we live. I mean, of course, extracurricular activities are fine. We all enjoy them. But there's so much more to our community besides sex. And unfortunately, for the past 24 years, the Bears have been judged because of those activities and not really who we are as people. And so that's where I created something that we can be proud of and show the world that, we're people too, and we're good people too, and we're important people within the gay community. But unfortunately,
just a bunch of horn dogs.
Yeah, that's true. But unfortunately, with the economy taking a very steep downturn, it's hurt all the publications, and it's hurt us. And when it hurts us, it hurts the writers. It hurts our pockets. We have 25 writers, and we have some amazing graphic artists and so many talented editors. And, of course, I have Rob, who's my right hand in the office. And unfortunately, when advertisers pull out, it really hurts our pockets, and it makes it very difficult to print the magazine. And so I needed to create a project that would help the writers, that would help the magazine, that would help the community, and also possibly help retailers. And so I decided one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I sprung up like Fred Flintstone. I did. It was a Freddie Flintstone moment. And I decided to put into place a discount card program that would be called the ABL Gold Lifestyle Membership Card. And what that would do is that would give not only just the Bears. The card is not just for the Bears. It's for the entire gay community. But I wanted to put the Bears Life brand on it because I really want to really focus on the Bear community. When people walk down the street, they would see this gold card in the window above Visa, American Express, and MasterCard. Mm-hmm. And so within 2 days, I had 4 business affiliates. And within a month and a half now, we have companies such as American Airlines and Target and Macy's. And today,
yeah,
impressive companies. Oh my God! And today, two hours ago, I just got an email from the head of the sales and marketing department of the Kimpton hotel chain, and they have decided that they are going to come on board with all 50 hotels across the country, putting the Bears Life sticker in their windows, giving anyone who holds this card a discount on top of the reduced price. And it says a lot. You know, this isn't about a Bears Life magazine. This is about our community. And I really wanted to express that to the listeners, to the Bears and Cubs and all the followers of the Bear community, because, you know, it says a lot about the acceptance of who we are, and it's taken us so long to get here, and I am so proud to be the catalyst for this, but it's time now that the community support this, and I really tried to make the card as affordable as possible. You know, there's so much that goes into it, the administration costs and of course just keeping up with this and printing the cards, and you know, it was more than we expected. But I think that as this continues to grow, this is going to be an amazing project for the Bear community, and it's certainly going to save them a lot of money. I mean, we have all the Hamburger Marys on board.
Of course, when it comes to Bears, yeah, Hamburger Marys would be good. Oh, well, In-N-Out. Yeah. Do we have In-N-Out?
Yeah, so we have all the Hamburger Marys came on board. You can, if you buy the card, you can bring your card in there and get the discount. And I think one of the questions or concerns that the guys have is that the card's really expensive. $95.
Yeah, how do you address that?
Yeah, well, the card is $95 for the year, and this is how we figured the cost and what the guys will get back. For $95, what we're doing is we're giving the guys the digital copy of the magazine, and we're giving them a year subscription. So that alone is $13 plus the $20. Right there, it's $33. Plus, we're also throwing in the GLAAD membership. And, of course, GLAAD is a very, very important organization that protects gay and lesbian, protects us in the media to make sure that the media is being watched. But they also have a lot of benefits, and they also have a lot of membership benefits, too. They have a lot of parties, a lot of fundraisers. And if you become a member of that, you get discounts as well on other things. But that membership alone is another $40. So right then, from $33 plus $40, you now have $73 value. Plus, Macy's came on board, and instead of Macy's accepting the card at the stores, you know, every time you go shopping, what they've done is they've given us a card, a discount card, that the guys can take with them, and they can go to Macy's for 3 days and get 11% off anything they buy on top of the discount that's already in the stores. So there you have the Macy's discount card at 11% for 3 days of shopping. Plus, all the discounts and restaurants and hotels that have come on board. We have Hilton's on board, and we have Marriott's on board. Now we have all the Kimpton hotels on board. We have leather shops on board.
So it's primarily a discount card, really, for restaurants and hotels and flights.
And stores, and retail stores and spas. I mean, mm-hmm. everyone who owns a GLBT store can come on board and offer the discount, and we're bringing and that's going to bring in customers for them. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Okay. So how about some friends were asking, how about the big and fat store? Big and tall store, something like that. The big guys.
You know, I have to tell you, it's really interesting because what I'm trying to relate to the community is that, you know, there's only so much that I can do, and there's only so much that Rob can do. I mean, between the two of us, you know, we're actually working with Rogaine right now. Rogaine is interested in coming on board.
Rogaine?
Yes.
Really?
And, yes. And it's kind of interesting because after the past 4 years of running the magazine, I'm probably going to need, between the Grecian formula and the Rogaine, I'm going to probably get some of that back, but it's been really tough, and I love what I do. It's very tough on the body because I've traveled almost 20,000 miles in the past month, just going to the different events and doing what I have to do for the magazine. But what I'm trying to really stress to the guys is that, you know, it's great to be the Pied Piper for the community. I love doing that, and I'm very proud of doing that. But there has to be a day that I turn around and I see the force behind me. I need to see my community supporting this. And so what I say to the community is that in order to support the card, if they have restaurants and shops that they want to get discounts from in their hometown, mm-hmm. all they have to do is just call me and say, Steve-O, listen, this restaurant is a great restaurant. Give them a call. Let's see if they'll give us a discount. I'll call them up, and I'll get them on board. And that's what I've been doing. So if someone recommends Big and Tall Men, let me tell you something. I will give them a call tomorrow, and I will see if I can get them on board. And we'll do our best.
Yeah.
But again, you know, there are thousands and thousands of guys out there who live in all these different cities, and I need help. I am not ashamed or afraid to say, guys, I'm willing to do the legwork, you know, I'm willing to make the phone calls and get these people on board in your towns and give you those discounts, but you have to help me out and give me those names, and I will get you those discounts. Because you know what? You know, it's really interesting. You know, of course, I'm currently in Palm Springs, and of course, I have a card. And I go to the same places every week for dinner. One is a pizza place, and one's another Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks that I've had the card, I myself have saved almost $60 in 3 weeks using the card.
Okay, and Steve, let me ask you, how is this different from, say, a AAA card?
Well, it's not. It's actually the same concept, but the only difference is the AAA card doesn't discount on gay businesses. You're not gonna be able to go into a gay leather shop and use your AAA card.
You're not going shopping.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, this is to give the members of the Bear community and, of course, our gay brothers and sisters an opportunity to spend money in gay businesses or gay-friendly businesses and get discounts. We deserve to have them just like anybody else. So the concept is exactly the same, but it's a concept for gay America. And why not? Why shouldn't we have our own card? And how wonderful is it to walk into a place and take out a card where it says A Bear's Life and know that this is your card? I mean, this is our card. This is something that we should be proud of. And again, we're the magazine and the people who are part of it really want to make this a success. And at the same time, by doing this and by buying the card, you're keeping the magazine alive. The magazine is such an important force for our community. Our writers, our wonderful writers, come up with some great features every quarter that really help and support the community. We need that support back from our members.
Yeah, whenever I do read the magazine, I go to the Chaser column because a friend of mine, Jeff.
Yes, I love Jeff. Hi, Jeff, if you're around, listening. Hi, Jeff.
I was actually hanging out with him at Hibernation last week. Was it a couple of weeks ago? Yeah. And he's been telling me about the Gold Lifestyle membership and told me about getting in touch with you. So we could probably talk about this and get some kind of a forum and ask our listeners what do they think about this. And I guess it has its lots of things in store for our The Bear community, and that's good.
So, Steve,
I think it's important for us. I think it gives everyone in all these small towns or even in the larger cities an opportunity to frequent the restaurants that they frequent on a weekly basis and get discounts. I mean, why not? Why shouldn't they? And again, if the listeners just write into us or just call us at the office and say, listen, here's a couple of restaurants that I frequent. Call them up and see if you can get them on the program. We'll be happy to do that. We'd love to do that for them.
Okay.
Hey, Steve?
Yes.
When you're starting up anything new, I know there's always a big chance you take and everything, but, and there's always that criticism and stuff. And how are you dealing with negative aspects of this? Because we asked our listeners to send in some comments or ask some questions, and we got back a lot of negative ones, and we're not going to go into all that. But I just want to know, how when you start something new like this, how do you defend it? How do you look?
It's really hard for me. There's always the good and bad of everything. I'm very well aware of that. But this is how I see this. And I think this is something that everyone has to take a look at. The card, the program, is just a little over 7 weeks old. So it's really at its infancy. And in 7 weeks, we've gotten Target, American Airlines, Macy's, Kimpton Hotels, Hamburger Mary's. We've gotten almost 175 businesses around the country to come on board with this card. And that's only in 7 weeks. And actually, 2010 hasn't even started yet. So really, we're ahead of the game because we really have almost another month and a half before we go into another month. Before we go into 2010, when actually the card becomes effective, and so when I hear that there's this a little bit of negativity, well, of course people will always say something about something, but I have to look at the positive. Look who's come on board in such a short period of time. It says a lot about what people feel about our community. They have faith in us, and I think we have to have that same faith back. I'm hoping that after the past 4 years of being dedicated and giving dedication to this magazine and the community, that the community will have the patience with us. Again, 7 weeks, major companies coming on board, I think it's all good. And, if you take a look at AAA or any of the other cards, they started the same way. We have to be given a chance, and we need that support. And the more guys that come on board with this, the more companies that will come on board and give the guys their discounts. So I understand, I would hate to say that or hear that there's negativity. I think that people may be not as patient or may not understand. But I think when something comes out as being negative, that's not a good thing. It's just I think really a lack of patience. And maybe a lack of understanding.
Yeah, it's like people need to give it some time because it does need some build up.
I'm going to give you a perfect for instance. My friends Nikki and Eddie, who own Sandy Hook Cottages in New Jersey, bought the card this weekend because they were going down to San Diego, so they figured they'd buy the card. So they bought the card on Thursday, and they went down to San Diego and stayed at a hotel that was on board with the gold card, and they saved $40 over the weekend. So in a matter of 3 or 4 days, they saved $40. Now, they paid $95 for the card, so already almost half the card was paid for. And that's only in 4 days, and there's 365 days in a year. So this isn't something that you're going to make your money back overnight, but between all the restaurants and the hotels and the leather stores and the shops, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I think that, again, the community just has to give a little bit of patience. I mean, this is a big feat. I mean, we took on a huge project for a small niche of the gay community, and look what's happening. We have major companies coming on board. You know, I can't see anything negative in that. I think it's all good. I think it's all good.
Yeah. Well, actually, Steve, we're almost running out of time. I'm getting out of the Bay Radio, on the Bay Radio window. But just to summarize, if I were, you know, new in the community, just finding out about this, how would you pitch it? I mean, how would you sell it? I mean, how can I really benefit from it?
I think that there are many benefits to the card. I think, but the most important benefit of this card is protecting, number one, is protecting A Bear's Life magazine. It's supporting the writers, it's supporting the editors, it's supporting the artists who keep the magazine going. It's showing community support. It's showing that there's corporations that are finally giving in and realizing that the bear community has power, and now with the community support, we can show what a powerful force we are in the gay community. And I think to take a look at it as a whole and see that on top of all of that, that we're getting discounts because of who we are, makes us also a very important force in the community. I think it's a wonderful thing. I really do. And awesome. if people are really interested in looking at the card and looking at the benefits, they can go to www.abearslifemag.com and click on the gold card and take a look at all the businesses that are there. And we keep updating them on a weekly basis. So I think right now there's about 275 vendors, and we haven't added on the Kimpton Hotels. I mean, every day we keep getting faxes, so it just keeps growing. It just keeps growing.
Yeah, I saw the list, and it's really long. There's a lot of people signing up to give discounts.
The only other thing that I really want to say is that to all the listeners out there, if you have restaurants that you go to every single week, call us, let us know what they are. We will call them, we'll get them on the program, and you will save that amount of money. You'll save so much money over the period of a year by just going to those restaurants and using your card. It's amazing how much those dollars add up.
Awesome. So, wow.
Okay. Steve, is there a link on the website to contact y'all for that?
You have to do is go to info. You can write info@abearslifemag.com, or you can send it to stevo@abearslifemag.com.
Okay, just forward more questions. Yeah, so everybody out there listening, go to abearslifemag.com and get more information about the Gold Lifestyle membership card. Well, so thank you very much, Stevo, for
It's always great to talk with you. It really is. There's a lot of great things happening for Bear's Life. We're working on a TV show, and we're working on an iPod application, and lots of things are going on. So send my love to all the bears and cubs and otters and chasers and everybody else in the woods. And I want to send big hugs out to Tom and Richard and Nikki and Eddie out in California. I love you guys, and thank you so much for having me on board.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And listen, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yeah.
Take care.
So thank you, Steve-O Harris, for joining us. And, So what do you think of the card? I think it has its advantages. Really.
Membership has its privileges.
Yes, very much. And
I think, like Steve-O said, I think, you know, just it keeps growing and the community gets involved in it and says, hey, you know, in here in Houston, we have all this great stuff. Here's our contact information. Contact and see if you can get us so we can get our discounts. So you know.
So that's how you do it. Okay. So if I eat at the Golden Corral, that's a southern thing, right?
Yeah.
If I eat at Golden Corral,
for Houston, it'd be perfect for Barnaby's or Cafe Adobe.
Cafe Adobe, Barnaby's, and Cafe Express. And
Black Hawk Leather, different places like that.
That's right. So we just tell them to get in touch with the Breast Life magazine, okay? Right. I guess it has its advantages, and
like Steve said, it's, you know, they've been putting together. They've been working on it for 2 months now, mm-hmm. getting it rolling, trying to get everything going, and you know, like everything, it takes time, but.
Takes time, but we shall see. We shall see what other people. So, you guys, if you have comments, do send your voicemails and call us 206-222-BEAR and let us know your any reactions or suggestions. Great, or email. He sent the email. You can also go to Bear's Life Mag and send your comments there, and you can also send your comments at bearpodcast.com. Okay. All right, so how about some listener email?
Oh, we got listener email?
It's an email. Actually,
any list for phone calls?
No, not yet, no. Maybe now we will.
After, I keep waiting for Zach to call.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Zach. Oh, he's got a message for you, too.
Oh, he
does. So let's go start with one listener, our friend Claude.
Claude Van Damme.
Claude
Van Bear.
Claude Van Bear. So he said, good job on the show. Just don't do them when you have been drinking. He doesn't like us podcasting while drinking. It's awesome.
Oh, you're drinking from the... Oh, from... Oh,
oh yeah, in Tyler was on?
I don't know. Maynard's a lightweight.
I'm a small guy. What can I say? And Asians...
The easiest way to Maynard's butthole is 2 shots of tequila, folks.
3 Jägermeisters, excuse me. Okay, so yeah, he says that the last few episodes, the sound quality has been better after, yeah, because we're not using the other external recorder, so yeah, we were not using microphones back then. Anyway, so for those of us who are moving away from AT&T and iPhones, I would like to know what URL is for your podcast, so I can put it on the listener for my droid. He has a droid. Congratulations, Claude, you have a droid. And yeah, we have droid owners now. People, I mean, droid owners, listeners, I guess, who might be interested. Yep. Well, yeah.
I just keep hoping that iPhone will say, screw you, AT&T, we're going to Verizon.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's becoming very appealing now. Ever since the droid came out, and yeah, just Claude was telling me about, and it's just awesome that he's got a droid, and they have good apps, and about 1,000. Fine, it's not like 100,000 where iPhone has, but Verizon or no Android with the droid has about 1,000 available to them. So that'd be awesome. I mean, right now they have a few podcast listening applications, I guess. And he used a certain one. I can't remember. CatCast, something like that. I can't remember, Claude. Please refresh my memory. Anyway, so yeah, to continue his email, he said that just listened to the last 3 podcasts, and I was driving today, going to look to download and share the shared computing software and have a look at that. That was a good find. Thank you. So thank you, Claude. Okay, Ray, he was talking about the World Community Grid.org account that we have. We have team number 24061. Actually, it's for fighting AIDS at home. Yeah, I told you about that, Ray, before, right? Yeah, it's actually... if you have SETI, you know, what is that? What is space exploration something? I don't know what SETI means.
Space exploration... see if you can't answer, I could have told you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long. Anyway, SETI program, they have those screensavers. They give you telemetries or whatever, and you help in the computations. It's the same thing with folding at home, wherein they give you computations for proteins, and it folds them. It's the same thing that we have right now, fighting AIDS at home. And it's available. I'll put links on the website for you guys to join us. Join the team. Join the Bear Podcast team for fighting AIDS at home. Yeah, so you can use your computer power. If you're not using your computer, might as well do something to fight AIDS. So, be awesome. 24061. I keep saying 24601, but 24061 is our team number. So, join us. just like Dr. Fred would say. Okay, next email. How's that? Let me see. We have it's actually from our friend Zach.
Uh-oh. What have I done wrong now?
Okay, he said, Zach says, sorry about that guy, Ray. What a horrible thing for him to do to you after you cooked. After you cooked too, so.
Yeah, I'm a damn good cook too. I didn't get fat because I can't cook. That's just, you know.
Yeah. So, yeah. I feel bad. I feel sad about that. That was a story from last episode. That was episode number 291. That's episode live at Hibernation. Oh, did you? I don't know if you got to see the video of that, but I was. That was a fun weekend at the Hibernation, and the video was out. So,
yeah, I hear your ringtone is all the charm now. You're the best house in America. What's going on?
Maya. I should play that. Maybe. On the next, oh, that's what I'll do. You know what? That's gonna be my goal. If I go to a bear run and there's a bathhouse scene, or there's a quiet room, or a back room in the host hotel, or yeah, I'll be there and I'll play that ringtone. So, so if you hear that, you know it's me. Okay, so we have a couple. We have a No, I guess that's it for comments for now. We're going to wait for more comments.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Okay, so it's Thanksgiving. Oh, this is the Thanksgiving special, Ray. You know what we do... Well, I don't know if we did it last year, but what people do sometimes when they're... Whenever they get together, they eating at the same dining table, they do them some thanking. So, Ray, who are you... what are you thankful for?
Let's see. I am thankful for all of my friends that have been here for me this last year, well over last year, because it's been a rough year, very rough year. Been a very busy year. I'm thankful for my dog, Buddy. He's over there passed out of sleep, not annoying me tonight. Thank you, Buddy. I'm thankful for my family. Even though I bitch about it, I think I'm thankful that I'm alive and, you know, I'm pretty healthy and I'm thankful that I have a job, have a car, have all the creature comforts of a home. I mean, it's not a palatial palace or anything, but it's still a home, and that's a lot more than other people have. So, that's what I'm thankful for.
Okay. Well, for me, ditto. No, I have to be more elaborate.
You thankful for your dildo?
No, not dildo. thank for my.
I mean, I know I only get to see Mike every couple of weeks. I didn't know if you.
I'm thankful for my fleshlight and my aneros and my. Okay, no, I'm kidding. I kid. Okay, so yeah, I'm thankful for Mike, of course. He's been very supportive, even though I drive him crazy about all these traveling and all these podcasting that we do. And actually, in a few hours from now, I'll be seeing him. He'll be arriving very soon. So I'm very thankful for that. And of course, all my friends and local and old people from all my friends in the outside the city also, and my podcasting friends, all you listeners, all the people who are listening, Claude, Zach, and many more. Phil, or who else? Kevin. There's lots of people. There's lots of people who are listening to the show that are very helpful to us. Of course, Jeff from the Chaser Show, and there's so many. There's just so many to thank for. But in general, you know, you are who you are, and my family. I'm very thankful of my family also. But that I'm glad that I'm pretty much out to them, and they pretty much welcoming of my gay lifestyle, if I should say. And not really, but I'm still glad they've heard
it's
me.
It's the whole mustache thing that throws your mother off.
Yeah, because I have these mustache. Yeah, so yeah, it's thankful for my family, and what else? That's pretty much it. I'm pretty much thankful for. Wow, I don't know if we did this last year, but yeah, it's in general.
I think we did.
Yeah, we did. And yeah, so what are you thankful for, listener? Tell us what you have or what are you thankful for. Post a comment or send me an email, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or rate at bearpodcast.com.
That's your cue.
That's why I keep in there. Or give us a call and leave us a comment. 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327.
Yep. Give us a comment. Play in the show. Let's see what you're thankful for. And subscribe by iTunes. Visit us at the official website at bearpodcast.com. And leave us comments about today's show, about the Bear's Life Magazine Gold Lifestyle Membership. Yeah. Tell us what you think. And yeah, follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Okay, so Ray, what are your Thanksgiving plans?
I'm going out with some friends for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to some friends too. Also. Mm-hmm. Yep, me too, actually. Oh, which reminds me, I should be thankful to our listeners who are going to vote for us on the, what is it? The Best of the Bear 2009. It's on again. We are nominated again, Ray.
Yay! Vote for us.
Yeah. Vote for us. Go to Complete Bear. Right now, who's leading? The Bear City is leading right now, which is awesome. I mean, they're a good podcast from Australia. And yeah, it's good. It's good that they're up there. But we'll get some votes, hopefully, too. So yeah, go to Complete Bear. CompleteBear.com. And you'll see some links there. I guess I'll put the links on the website for you guys to vote on. Vote on your favorite bear artist, bear performer, bear porn star, bear podcasters. Yeah, you can do that. You can put it all on the website for you guys to click on. And you can vote once per day. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening. And Ray, I will see you probably this weekend or so. What do you think?
I'll see you this weekend.
Okay, so...
You might see me Thursday. I might swing by the party.
Oh, awesome. Good. Okay, that's good. Okay, so thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.